Well, yesterday, Turkey triumphantly claimed to have captured the sister of dead ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi in Syria. Baghdadi killed himself last month when cornered in a tunnel during a raid by US special forces in northwestern Syria. ISIS confirmed his death last week. Turkish officials say they're currently interrogating his sister, Razmiye Awad, and her daughter-in-law and husband, who've also been detained. Greg Barton is Professor of Global Islamic Politics at Deakin University. The Wire's Henry Wilson asked him what Turkey stands to gain from this capture.
We really don't know yet. Turkey is under a cloud because al-Baghdadi, the ISIS leader, and his deputy, a man called al-Mujahedir, were killed within walking distance of the Turkish border in two separate locations in areas that were controlled by Syrian militia, with many with al-Qaeda links, who were ostensibly loyal to Turkey. So major embarrassment for Turkey. This news of Baghdadi's sister being arrested, no doubt there is substance here, but we need to be cautious about the extent to which it is also news that's being spun by an embarrassed Turkish government who's trying to put themselves in a good light. So it may be a major breakthrough, or it may be relatively inconsequential, but we need to see it in the context of recent developments and the embarrassment that Turkey feels for not having recognised that the Islamic State leadership was in areas they were controlling.
How do you think ISIS will react to the capture of an ex-leader's sister?
With these sort of cases, it's really important that we recognise we're dealing with ISIS with a skillful propaganda machine, and they will spin everything. So emotive language, language that is seen to be dehumanising or triumphalist, will be used in their propaganda. They obviously will be critical, and that's to be expected. But the lesson for us is not to make the mistake that President Trump made when he used excessively emotive language in describing the siege, the raid that led to the death of Baghdadi.
Why is it significant that a sister's captured and not an ISIS member or leader?
The hope with the capture of Baghdadi's sister is that she was somebody who was close, along with her husband and family, and was part of a trusted circle of confidence. What we do know is that Baghdadi was ultimately betrayed, not by the al-Qaeda militia who he was paying off to keep quiet about him in the neighbourhood, but by somebody who was in his innermost circle, a trusted assistant. And the hope is that this sister is part of that extended inner circle, and she'll have other information. It may not be very timely intelligence, but nevertheless it can tell us perhaps the location of some other Islamic State leaders, or at the very least how they communicate, and that can assist in tracking down other emerging leaders, including the man who's been nominated as the new leader.
There's been some concern after recent developments, such as America pulling out, that ISIS may have the chance to regroup and become powerful again. Does the capture of this woman change that?
No. The best-case scenario is it gives vital intelligence, which helps in the pushback. But the much bigger story is that ISIS has been surging the last 2 months, particularly in the wake of the American troop drawdown. The number of intacts of their insurgency has increased dramatically. They've busted many people out of prison. They announced their intention to do more. And the leadership was found in an area controlled by Islamist militia loyal to Turkey that are taking the lead in moving into the Syrian Democratic Force area further east that was previously supported by American Special Forces working with SDF. So unless that dynamic is reversed, it seems to be to great advantage to Islamic State, to ISIS. And something like the capture of Baghdadi's sister is not going to change that. If it leads to people within the Pentagon and Washington having their arms strengthened to persuade the president to walk back his decision to pull out special forces, then that's different. And there's some evidence that that might be happening, ostensibly in the name of defending oil reserves, but some of the U.S. bases, at least, have been reoccupied by U.S. forces. So that's the bigger dynamic at play. The arrest of Baghdadi's sister is probably a fairly minor element.
Professor Greg Barton, Professor of Global Islamic Politics from Deakin University, he was speaking to The Wire's Henry Wilson.